following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How are you guys doing? Good. It's good to see you guys. And what a blessing that I get to be up here and open up the Word of God with you guys. But let's start off by praying. Father, I thank you, Lord, so much, Lord, for your great love for us. I thank you, Lord, for this church as well, for the brothers and sisters that have all come to hear you speak to them, Lord. And I pray that they will not be disappointed. I pray, Father, that you would speak directly to their heart as you have my heart, Lord. I pray, Father, that your word would go out with power. And I pray, Father, that it would affect us, Lord, from the inside out. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Talking about 2021 coming to an end. Can you believe we are at just that home stretch? It's almost over. It's amazing how fast this year has gone. Looking back, I think it's quite safe to say that you, as well as I, have probably gone through quite a bit this past year. A year ago, we were celebrating the end of 2020, like, hey, it's all over, right? We don't have to worry about anything, but 2021 looked a lot like 2020. Is it just me? I think it's safe to say, though, that God's faithfulness has been with us every single step of the way. And we know that, right? We all know, like here, that God is with us. We know that he's faithful. We know that no matter what we are going through, he's there. He's carrying us through. And after a year like 2021 and even 2020, we can look back and we can say, yep, he was there for me. Right? We worship him and we praise him and we say, Lord, you're so faithful because I've seen how you've been there for me. I could give you credit for all the wonderful things that you've done. I could thank you and praise you for that. When my car broke down, you were there. When I had that difficult situation, you were there. In that difficult situation, you were there. When so-and-so said those mean things to me and I wanted to respond in my flesh, you were there, Lord, and you were just so great. And it's so easy to look back and to see God's faithfulness. But how are we at seeing God's faithfulness in the middle of a difficult circumstance? Maybe you're like a friend of mine, and maybe you're not, but I think we all have this one friend who's really good at worrying about things that haven't happened yet. If this goes wrong, and then that'll go wrong, and then that'll cause this to go wrong, and then I'm done for, right? And then they start like worrying about that. And I tell them all the time, my buddy, I say, you're too smart for your own good. Like, just the more you think, the more trouble you find yourself in. See, we're so good at giving God credit for what he's done. Sometimes we forget that the same God that helped us yesterday will help us today and will also help us tomorrow. It's easy to thank him for yesterday's problems, but it's a little more challenging to thank him for today's faithfulness or tomorrow's faithfulness. What's that one thing that's nagging you right now? What's that one thing that is giving your heart pause, that's making you feel uneasy? See, it doesn't matter if you've been walking with the Lord for 50 years or 50 days. It's so easy to have that little thing creep in, and all of a sudden we become anxious. And especially now in this crazy, crazy time that we're living in, it's so easy to find ourselves, without even wanting to be anxious, we just find ourselves anxious, worrying, fearful. We find out that somebody has COVID and all of a sudden we turn into like a beautiful mind, right? We got the graph up and we're like, okay, I saw him for this long on this date and he was this far away and I think I might have accidentally bumped into him and I got COVID. I'm done for, right? I don't mean to make light of it. It's a big deal. And I've had multiple friends pass away this year because of COVID. But the real killer, I believe, is anxiety. It actually affects our physical condition. So I did a little research, right? Anxiety gives us headaches, loss of sleep, heart attacks, fatigue, breathing problems, memory loss, depression, panic attacks, weight gain, irritability, upset stomach. It even weakens our immune system. So if we're worried about getting sick, our immune system goes down and it's more likely that we get sick, right? It's a terrible way to live, to be worried all the time. But fortunately, it is not the only way to live. I want to share a verse with you that has really spoken to me this past week. It's a simple verse. It's a small verse. I'm sure you've all heard it before, but it's an incredibly powerful verse and incredibly relevant to the age that we're living in today. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. The NIV might be a little clearer. It says it this way: cast all your anxiety on him because he cares about you. So what is it that you're worrying about? What is it that you're caring? What is it that you're losing sleep over? It's funny, as kids, we used to be afraid of things in our closet, monsters under our bed, the boogeyman, nighttime. I used to watch, you know, just those terrible movies like The Birds, right? There's the Hitchcock movie, Birds. Or Jaws, or what was it? The Jason movie, Friday the 13th, right? And those movies would terrify me, And you'd wake up at night just after having this terrible nightmare, and you think Jason's going to come after you. And then you get older. And all of a sudden you watch those movies, and it's like, I could see the seams in Jaws. That doesn't look all that real. Or, you know, Jason's chasing me. Why don't they just run away without slipping, right? Jason never runs. He just walks. You think he'd be... Anyways, you start finding all the little holes in the movies, and it's like, ah, it's not that scary anymore. But there's other things that freak us out. What if something bad happens to my kids? What if one of us gets sick? Right? What if something really bad happens? See, that's a lot scarier than a scary movie. And I think it's human nature that we worry. We worry about everything and anything. We worry about the future. We worry about the unknown. And Peter here is writing this letter, right, 2,000 years ago, to an audience who knows something about worrying. Peter is writing to a group of Christians in Asia Minor, which is present-day Turkey. And these Christians were going through some serious persecution. And you know what? They were terrified. They were worried. They didn't know what tomorrow will bring. Will they get arrested? What's going to happen to their families? What about their job? What's going to happen to their finances? What if they have to just run away? What kind of future will they have? What kind of future will their kids have? And these questions were always on their minds, because at any moment, the persecution could go into martyrdom. The persecution was so bad that Christians would use a fish as a symbol. They would put it on the tombs of other dead Christians. They would use it to mark meeting places, right? So instead of our building being called Calvary Chapel, it would just have that fish. They also used it to distinguish between friend or foe. So according to one ancient story, when a Christian would meet a stranger and they would have a conversation, you know, maybe the Christian would just kind of bend over and just kind of draw a little half of the fish. You know, like the fish that you got on your car, maybe. You just draw that little arch. And if the other guy, he completes it and he draws the other arc, then that person would know that he's in the company of a Christian. And it's safe to talk. It's safe to talk about Jesus. It's safe to talk about Rome. But if the other person didn't finish the fish, then the Christian knew he had to be very, very careful. So Peter is writing to this group of brothers and sisters, and he's writing to encourage them. It's almost like he's saying, I know life is hard. I know you've been beaten up. I know you're under attack. I know you're worried. I know you're scared. But here's what you need to do. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And you and I, we don't live in that same ancient world that they did. Our problem isn't with the Romans. Right? Our problems, our issues are not with them, but we still have real problems and real issues, right? You and I have all kinds of difficult things that we face. We worry about family. We worry about finances. We worry about health. There's a lot of us right now that are struggling with loneliness. There's a bunch of us that are struggling with grief. And all these things, they come against us like a tidal wave. And our default setting is worry. Because these things are greater than us. Right? If these things were small and insignificant, then we got nothing to worry about. We just knock them out, right? Just go away, or we step on it, or whatever. But because it's so big, because we're so powerless, we worry. But what good is worrying? What will worrying do? What will it accomplish? Has anything good ever come to you because you stayed up all night worrying with a stomach ache? Jesus said, "Who of you by worrying could add a single hour to your life?" Right, Jesus is pointing out how useless and pointless anxiety and worry actually is. It's good for nothing. Worrying about our problems does not cause our problems to go away. But it does crush us under the weight of the burden. It's like having a really heavy backpack on. A really heavy weight on our backs. I'm sure we've all carried something just a little too heavy for us. Something that we know we should not have been carrying, but here we are, we've committed to it, and now we're carrying it. Me and a couple of brothers, maybe 9-10 years ago, we thought it would be a really good idea to pack up our stuff and try to hike 80 miles of the Pacific Crest Trail. For those that don't know, the Pacific Crest Trail starts, I think, in Canada and goes all the way to Mexico. It's long. We only had a week. We weren't going to do the whole thing. We're like, 80 miles. We'll start here. We'll finish here. Ha! Not even close. We were climbing up and down. I discovered what switchbacks were for the first time. Like, why don't we just go straight up? Well, it's easier if you go, you know, a million more miles to find your way up. But the whole time we had this huge pack on our backs. Everything that we needed was there. Tent, our food, our cooking equipment, water filter, first aid, a bear pack too. So when we're sleeping, the bears don't get into our food. Each pack was like 50 pounds. There's some soldiers in here going, 50 pounds, no big deal. I'm not a soldier, right? Like that's a big deal. And we would spend the day just walking. They called it hiking. I called it trying to stay alive. But it was just hiking and hiking and hiking and hiking. And it was really difficult to try to even enjoy the day when I felt like my back was breaking. Every time we took a break, we try not to take too many breaks, like maybe every couple, 10 minutes, every 10 minutes we would stop and take a break. But every time we'd stop, that pack would come flying off. And I would fall on my back and I'm like, oh, and breathe, and it was great. And then it was like, oh, it is beautiful up here. It is really nice. Worrying is kind of like that. It's like having a pack on. Life is hard enough as it is, with all of its ups and downs. But if we are carrying that extra burden of worry, we're going to be miserable. We're going to feel it physically. We're going to feel it emotionally. It could bring depression. We could just live this joyless existence, and we're going to miss all the beauty that's around us. So what's the solution? Well, we're told, cast all your cares on him. Now, I love this, and let me tell you why I love this so much. I love it because of what we don't read. Here's what we don't read. We don't read that God is mad at us because we are caring about our problems. We don't read that we are to ignore our problems. We don't read that we should just sweep our problems under the rug or just stop thinking about them altogether. We don't read, hey, you need to stop having anxiety. Stop it, right? Like, just stop it. We don't read any of that. The Lord doesn't dismiss or diminish our feelings. He doesn't dismiss or diminish our feelings. He knows what we are going through. He sees how it's affecting us. And he tells us, he invites us, cast your cares upon me. What does that word cast mean? It means to throw or to lay upon. It was in Luke 19 when the people wanted to honor Jesus. As he was about to get on the colt, they took the colt, they took off their garments, and then they cast their garments upon the back of the colt. When I hear the word cast, I tend to think of a fisherman or a fisherwoman just taking the line, grip it and rip it, right? Just letting it fly. Throw your burdens upon the Lord. When we cast our cares upon Jesus, we are taking the things that are on our minds and the things that are weighing on our hearts, and we are laying it, we are placing it upon Jesus. We're saying it's not my job to carry this burden anymore. It's not my job to worry about this anymore. It's not my job to plan or scheme or try to make it right or even try to find peace in it. It's not my job. It's his job. It's not my responsibility. It's his responsibility. So we give it to our dad to carry it. And who would we rather have carrying it anyway? Right? Me? My friend, a family member, a stranger, the guy at the bank that's promised to give me a loan so I could get out of my debt. It's better to have our dad, our glorious Lord, the Ancient of Days, right? The Almighty God. It's better he carries it than we carry it. And he's telling us, right here, he's telling us, give it to me. I know this is important to you. I know it's important to you. I know it's weighing on you. But because it's important to you, it's important to me. So you can trust me with it. And how great is it that we read, cast a little of your cares on... No, that's not what it says. Cast some of your cares on him. Cast most of your cares on him. What does it say? Cast all. You guys sound down. It says all. You guys, we should be excited. All. Yeah. It's exciting. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He wants all of it. Why? Because you're his son. You're his daughter. You're precious to him. He cares for you. You can hear him saying, I see that you're in pain. Talk to me. Tell me what's on your heart. Don't worry, I'm here. I see you. I'm your dad. I will provide. I will comfort. I will be with you. I will carry you through. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And we just transfer that weight onto him. Now you might be asking, how on earth do we do that? How do we lay our cares upon him? Do we just say it? The answer is we do it with humility. We do it with humility. Look at verse 7. The word casting or cast, it's a participle. It points us to what's happened before, right? It's translated casting your cares on him. And that's important because as a participle, it's directly related to the verse that came before it. So verse 6 and 7 are actually one thought. It's one sentence. Therefore, verse 6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So we see here that there's a connection between humility and anxiety. Humble yourselves and cast your cares, right? That's our responsibility. Our job is to humble ourselves and to give Jesus our problems, right? His responsibility is to exalt us in his time and then to carry our cares. So for us, the connection between humility and casting our anxiety, they go hand in hand. How many parents are in this room? Okay. For you parents, when your kids were younger, wasn't there something beautiful, something magical about putting the kids in the car, turning on the ignition, and then they just immediately pass out? It was great. Like, they'd be crying at night, and we try to put them to sleep. Doesn't work. 2 o'clock in the morning, let's go for a ride. And then, boom, every time, they're knocked out. And it wasn't just when they were babies, but even when they were 4, 5, 6 years old, right? Late at night, we go for a drive. We've been out all day. We're driving home. Kids are just looking out the window, seeing the lights go by. Then they start to yawn, and then they're out. Best time ever. I wish I could take my teenager for rides now and have him go to sleep. The kids weren't concerned. They had nothing on their minds. They didn't care how fast we were driving. They didn't care if we made the right turn or a wrong turn, right? We never got, Father, I believe you should have made a left on that street, right? We got none of that. There was just this peaceful surrender. They knew that mom and dad were going to get them wherever it is that they were supposed to be. And it didn't matter how they looked when they got into the car, right? The screaming, the fighting, the swinging, right? None of that mattered. As soon as they hit that seat, boom, they were out. There's a humility there. We have lost that childlike humility. I have lost that childlike humility. I ask the Lord to do something, but then I give him a laundry list of how he's supposed to do it and when he's supposed to do it. And how, you know, that's what we do. And when we start going this way, I'm like, you're going the wrong way. We should be going this way. And we get out of the car and say, follow me. Where's the peaceful surrender? See, that's how humility links up with casting our cares. We are children of the Lord. This is what the Lord wants from us. He wants that humility. He wants us to trust him. If we're going to cast our cares upon the Lord, then we can't tell him how he should carry our burdens or how he's supposed to deal with them. We have to simply rest in knowing that we are in good hands and that our Father will get us to the place that he wants us to be in. And there's a peace there when we finally surrender that. We could sleep a whole lot better at night. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious because the Lord's on it. He sees it. He loves us. He's going to do something. It might not be exactly what I want him to do to a T, but I guarantee you it'll be better than what I want him to do. We just have to remember that he cares for us. We have to remember that we belong to him and that he's got great plans for our lives. And if we can let go of how we think things are supposed to go and trust God, then we are casting our cares upon him. See, we've got an amazing Father. We have a God who is incredibly concerned with our lives. The little things and the big things. When we dwell in our anxiety and our worry, we are showing our lack of humility. We are carrying something that we have no business carrying. God has not created us to carry the burdens of this world. He's created us to follow him, to live in his presence, to enjoy him, to serve him. All this other stuff he takes care of. When we carry something that God has not created us to do, it takes its toll on us. We are not God. Our backs aren't strong enough. Our shoulders aren't wide enough. So anything heavy that comes our way, we just have to give it right back to the Lord. Cast our cares upon him. Instead of making it all about us and all that we have to do and all that we're worrying about, let us make a conscious decision this year to not pick up any extra weight, food-wise or burden-wise. Anything that we pick up that we shouldn't be picking up, let us be mindful of it and let us put it on the back of Christ, the feet of Jesus. The Bible talks about taking each thought captive. I love that. I think it really applies to anxiety. We cannot allow just wild thoughts to run through our minds. We have to take control of our minds. We have to take each thought captive. And we have to see it through the eyes of the Lord. This thing is huge. It's massive. I can't solve this problem. I can't do this. But the Lord can. And I could trust him with it. And I could talk to him about it. Lord, I want this, or I want it solved, or I want it out of my life, or you know, I have this and I don't want this. And Lord, will you take it? And the trick is, after you give it to him, don't take it back. I'm really good at that. All right, here you go, Lord. And then the next day it's like start thinking about it, worrying about it again. Just it's mine. I can't do it. It has to be a conscious effort to continue to give the Lord that which is not ours to carry. And he invites us. He invites us. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do we want it? Do we believe it? I know some of you guys are going through a lot. I know it. And I'm going to ask anyone here who is going through something big to stand up, and we're just going to pray for you as a congregation. But back before COVID, we would lay hands on you. We're not going to do it this time. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are here with my brothers and sisters, that you love each one of them, and you intimately know, Lord, everything that they're going through, all the things that are coming against them, Lord, you know everything. And Lord, it is not my place to help or to carry their burden, and it's not their place to help themselves or carry their own burden, Lord, but it's yours. And Father, I pray, Lord, that today, Lord, we would surrender it to you. I pray, Lord, that we would give it to you. And Lord, you would carry it for us. You might solve it today. You might solve it tomorrow. It might just be a my grace is sufficient for you situation. And that's okay too, Lord. But Lord, we just don't want to worry about this anymore. We don't want to carry this anymore. Father, may you do something incredible, Lord, in the lives of these people. These brothers and sisters that have trusted you with the thing that's weighing them down the most. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you care. I thank you that you invite us to come, and you invite us to come because we are your sons, we are your daughters. I pray that you bless them and provide, Lord, all that they would need to continue marching with joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart.